This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Nothing adds up. I mean, it doesn't add up to conspiracy to kill John O'Keefe, but it's starting to make me wonder a little bit of, were they trying to frame it in a bit of a direction where it would be more clear that Karen did do this? Like, were somebody thinking, Karen did this, but it may not stand up in court, so we need to kind of move the needle a little bit? But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a bad idea, number one. But, you know, number two, you start to go down that road. If anybody did go down that road, then suddenly all the credibility is gone. And then you easily get conspiracy theorists that believe that, you know, he was beat up and it was a conspiracy. I don't know. They're just, I don't think it's that extreme. And I don't think it was Karen Reed willingly trying to kill him. It just seems like there was a lot of weird, drunk, bad acting that night. And now everybody's trying to put these pieces together with a sober mind.
Well, the thing with the hair is, Tony, though, if you take the alternative standpoint that this was a conspiracy, there was never a time where they could have plucked a hair from his head,
gotten to
the shop with the vehicle that was there, entered the shop, somehow poised the hair there. That it's Occam's razor to its finest, which is what you use in police work. It makes sense that he was hit at such a force mm-hmm. that a hair would have stuck. I kind of equate it, and I realize the hair isn't perfectly wet, but it is still moist. The hair would have been moist. He had water. What happens when you put your tongue on a frozen post? Your tongue sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the same idea. His hair would have been wet. Mm-hmm. It was snowing out. He was outside. And that moistness would have stuck to the frozen vehicle of which went in contact with it at a high rate of speed and stayed on it because of the freezing effect. And I like I said, I think there were more. I think it was lucky, if you will, that hair remained.
If you've noticed, they've never even said it's John O'Keefe's hair. They just say a hair.
Oh, they're going to.
Okay. I would hope so. I hope we're not just like doing this whole hair dance and it's like, oh, it wasn't even his to begin with.
If we're to believe the motion that was submitted and what we heard in the hearings, that was argued about because the defense said, listen, this is coming in so, so late. We don't want it admitted.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a hearing and I think it's going to be admitted. I mean, they already made that decision, I believe. And I think we're going to see testimony, but you're right. Oftentimes, for people who followed this over the last year and watched all the hearings and the motions, really, this is just replicating what we've seen for the past year. All this evidence that we expected in many instances.
They certainly are sowing reasonable doubt, though. I mean, without a doubt, to show that maybe it wasn't Karen. I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of the evidence points more likely that it was than any sort of conspiracy. But all they need is a reasonable doubt. They're not having to prove someone else did this. I don't think anyone else is going to be ever prosecuted for this. But I feel like they're doing their job pretty well in terms of sowing that doubt thus far. What's your reaction?
My reaction there, Tony, is quite simply, they've sown a lot of reasonable doubt in terms of a perfect investigation not being conducted.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see the reasonable doubt veering away from Karen.
Yeah.
For me, it just keeps getting stronger and stronger. Again, how do you embed microscopic fibers or pieces, I should say, of plastic into somebody's shirt? I just, logically, I can't get there. How do you put his hair? It makes sense to me that it was wet and it clung to that freezing, conditions. It makes sense to me. How could you murder somebody and then you go out and sprinkle their glass and then his straw is out in the street, his shoe is knocked off of him?
And you're figuring to do all this out while you're drunk after a fairly pleasant night out. And then suddenly we're murder conspirators and we're all going to get on the same page and do all these things. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Logically, that doesn't happen. It just can't really happen like that.
Yeah. And people want to make a big deal too. You know, this should be called the Butt Dial Red Solo Cup case, because but to bring you from butt dials and solo cups to innocence with all the other, it's such a deflection from the hard, cold facts. Mm-hmm. That this woman multiple times said, "I killed him, I killed him, I killed him."
And you got
that.
How do
you overcome that?
I don't know.
And called Carrie Roberts at 5 a.m. before anybody had found John O'Keefe and said, "He's dead." Mm-hmm.
And you got all that. And you actually have a confession as well. Yet here we are. It's a fascinating case, and we'll just continue to get more fascinating as it drags on.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to
start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.